All right, let's go. All right, here we go. And it looks like Coyotes are going to go to Utah.
Yeah, the hotbed of hockey, Salt Lake City.
Really?
Quebec's ignored again, eh?
Yeah.
And you know, that's a beautiful arena. It really is a beautiful arena. It doesn't look so too much on the outside, but boy, when you get inside, it's beautiful.
Aren't you surprised that Quebec doesn't make a bigger deal of getting snub-nosed there?
I think they're playing it pretty smart. They got to have a team out west. And I think I think Quebec will get it the next deal.
Yeah, because they said they're going, like, this might help Quebec because they're going to expand, they say, two more teams. So you think Houston's going to get one for sure, and they always wanted kind of one in Salt Lake City. So now they'll
have two more in the east,
and then they'll get one in the west. Oh, so, you know, they're talking Atlanta, but, like, you know, how many times can you go to Atlanta?
Oh.
And I think Quebec might get a team after with this, but... See, they say it could be $2
billion. $2 billion. Imagine the guy bought a club for $500,000.
Yeah, so I think what they said is, like, the league is buying the team, the Coyotes, from the owner of the Coyotes for something. I forget it was. And then they're turning around, and then they're going to sell it to the owner in...
They don't think of it that they're just moving the one team to another place.
No, they're getting new friends, the new owners.
It's a whole new...
Well, and that's the thing they wanted. The guy that owns the Utah Jazz is going to be the owner of the basketball team. So he's kind of like a big-time guy.
Got to have dough to make dough.
So the one thing we ran a couple of Grapevine shows. The Rocket Richard last week was a great interview.
Whoa, You know, you can almost see that guy, though. I could see him. Do you remember he had slit eyes?
Yeah, when Rocket Richard walked into the Grapevine studio, he was sizing everybody up.
Been interviewed before, and they brought up things that he didn't like brought up. And we told him before the questions, and he was as happy as pig in mud.
Yeah, but that was a great interview. And, you know, funny thing is, you don't have a lot of interviews on Rocket Richard like that in depth and talking about and asking if he reconciled with Clarence Kemp.
He talked honestly.
Yeah.
And the other way, I've seen him in interviews before, and
He was guarded.
He was guarded. Yeah, that's the word, guarded.
Well, Tim, you produced those shows, and I think that show got a reputation of the people that were being interviewed felt safe.
I always went over the questions with the guests, right?
Yeah.
So they knew what was coming, right? And that was good. So
yeah, it was good.
It was a good show. Larry Zeidel, we got a lot of people saying what a great show that was. The one before, how it was just like two guys talking about old times. So. One thing that we haven't talked about was the big fight between the Devils and the Rangers when all five guys went at it right off the face-off.
I never saw that before. I think I saw it once before.
Well, the Devils and the Rangers did it about 4 years ago. They did the same thing.
Yeah. It's the visiting team has to put in, and he looks at it, and the guy looks at it, the coach looks at it, and sees he's starting five tough guys. So he starts his five tough guys.
So you're saying Travis Green, the coach of the Devils, he put his tough guys out, and then it goes to Laviolette.
Yeah.
And then he's saying, oh, okay, you're putting your guys out. And then
I'll put my guys out.
But I never really remember when you were coaching Boston, like, guys fighting right off the face-off.
No,
like that.
I can't remember. I don't remember guys ever fighting right off the face-off either. I don't. They usually had to do something.
Yeah, but... Boy, the crowd just was going nuts. Like anybody that says, fighting's terrible and all that, the Rangers fans were just
going absolutely bananas. They're trying to do their best to stop the fighting, and there's more fighting now than there ever was.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of fights. And teams that don't, the Devils and the Rangers are, they're kind of a rivalry, right? But who was it? Buffalo and Tampa the other day, I think it was. No, Washington. Buffalo and Washington got into it.
And these guys mean it.
Yeah.
They mean it.
Yeah.
I mean, they try to hurt one another. There's no fooling around.
I just feel like, you know, that Rempe, the big tough guy for the Rangers, he's got to slow down a little bit, I think. Yeah. But here's the thing, though, that we'll get into that was with Toronto. We were talking about Toronto. You know, Ryan Reeves was playing good. He got a couple of fights.
Yeah.
And playing good. And then he didn't play him for three or four games.
I don't understand. I picked Toronto to go, but I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder.
They better dress him in the playoffs. So.
At least have him on the bench.
Is that a coach's decision or is that from above?
No, I
don't know.
I don't know.
Like they're playing that Robertson and they're playing Knives ahead of them. And, yeah. You know, that's good, but they need one of those guys, not both. They need Reeves.
They need Reeves to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you say Reeves isn't playing, so guess who's doing the fighting? 5'10" Max Domi. I don't get it.
Yeah, he's
he's sticking up for a guy that's what, 6 foot? How big? I know the superstars aren't supposed to fight like Matthews, but I mean, there's a guy like Max has to stick up for a guy that's what, 6'2"?
Yeah, but he thinks he's 6'2".
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, you see Ty in the stands; he's not happy.
No, he's not.
Like, he's probably saying, you know, I fought and got my brains pounded out, so you don't have to do that.
Yeah, they analyze that to death.
No, that's what it was.
Ty's, you know, reaction.
Well, Ty, the Max.
Well, I remember when we were scouting, right? Max was, he played for Don Mills and we were out. And I think you said to Ty, I don't think Ty was too happy. He says, well, he goes, Max has your tenacity and your, you know, your grit and Leanne's hands.
Did I say that?
Yeah. He didn't. Ty kind of looked at you. He didn't think that was funny.
No, I didn't think that was funny. I thought it was funny. Ovechkin.
Yeah, Ovechkin closing in on Gretzky's record.
Ovechkin has played 19 games in the league. He's only missed 59 games.
That's the one thing why he's at that record. He's played 19 seasons in the NHL, and he plays a rough game.
And he plays a tough game.
And he's only missed 59 games.
But, he scored 57 open net goals in 19 seasons or three, and you don't think that's much.
I don't think that's much. No. Only three a season, but that boggles the mind that he plays that kind of rough, banging style.
He does. He does. He's a rough guy.
And he's only missed 59 games, so he's pretty durable. But Gretzky will still be the greatest goal scorer. You could say he's got the goal, but Gretzky's the greatest goal scorer. You know, that's...
Come on. I mean, Gretzky did it every year.
Okay, Sidney and Dad, Matthews is closing in on 70 goals. He scored last night, so he's got 69 goals with, what, two games less?
And remember, Tim, I said he just missed it. If he misses the next game, he'll get...
Yeah, he'll hit 69. And
he'll just miss it.
And McDavid, he's not playing. He's out. But he has 99 assists. So we did a poll on X. We said, what was more impressive, 70 goals or 100 assists? And we had close to 5,000 people voting. And over 60% said 70 goals was more impressive. Yeah, right. But my thing is, 8 players have scored 70 or more goals, and only 3 have had 100 or more assists.
20.
Yeah, so the guys that got 70 goals were Esposito, Gretzky, he did that 4 times, Curry, Mario twice, Bernie Nichols, I never would have guessed that, Brett Hull 3 times, Alexander Mogilny, and Timo Solani.
How about Phil when he went from 76 goals to 63 goals, and he said, you had a bad year last year. 66 goals or something like that, and he had a bad year?
He had a bad year.
Yeah.
That goes to show you, right? Keep your you know,
well,
keep the bar low.
Sundin used to get 40 goals, 43 goals, 42 goals,
yep.
41 goals. I said, Tim, he'll get 40 goals this year. Oh, well, that's pretty good, but he'll only get 40. And then you can't say he's had a bad year.
Well, he played it smart.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Played it smart.
And so who are the only, trivia is, who's the only 3 players who's had 100 or more assists in a season?
Gretzky. I did it 11 times. Mario and Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
And Bobby, and you know, I've come to the conclusion that the reason they don't talk about Bobby Orr a lot is that nobody ever saw him play. Imagine he got a four, I'm not going to knock defensemen today, but you know, they get 20 goals and that's really something. He got 46 goals. 46 goals and 100 assists.
And he fought.
And 100 penalty minutes.
And 100. He used to fight all the time. And I used to say, why would you, you know, they break his hand or something? We're done. We're done. I remember he used to fight Pat Quinn. And I used to think, geez, you know, and he break his hand or something, our whole career is down the drain. My career is down the drain.
Okay, Dad, this is from Peter Puck 21 from X. Okay, Grapes, who's the MVP this year?
Well, Khrushchev will win it. He'll win it this year because everybody else has the most points win. I still like McDavid. McDavid is my guy. I mean, he's the best player in the world. He really is.
Yeah.
So the whole definition of MVP is sort of obscured. It's just whoever gets the most points.
That's what it is. Now, basically, whoever gets the Hart Trophy usually gets the MVP.
Yeah. Oh, well, right? That's not fair. It's most valuable player to the team.
Well, that's right. Michael.
Like, I personally think, you know, that, and I'm not being a Leafs show, I think it's Matthews. Because if Matthews had 35 goals,
the Leafs would
be out of the playoffs.
For sure.
They would have been out of the playoffs by 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing, too, is you look at, you know, a guy like Sidney Crosby, he's got 41 goals. He's carrying Pittsburgh. He's trying to drag them across that line to get to the playoffs.
Boy, he's really something, isn't he?
He is.
Back checking.
And then at the end, giving it to Pasternak, this on Saturday night, he had a breakaway and took a slap shot towards the end of the game. Crosby was giving him hell after the end of the game and all that. So it's kind of sad to see Crosby, though. Like, you'd like to see him on a good team. You know?
Players still like him.
Yeah. You know, one of the guys was on Hockey Night in Canada said, you know, Quinn Hughes for Vancouver.
Well, he wants to get a job, I think.
But the Canucks.
Good one, Dad. They do that.
Grapes, you talked about the Bruins scoring 300 goals in a season. And I don't know whether I told this story or not, but I'm going to tell it anyhow. I'll never forget, and I honestly didn't know 300 goals meant something in the National Hockey League. I just wanted to keep scoring. He says, we got 300 goals again. And I said, oh, did we? He says, yeah. He says, how do we do it? I said, I don't know.
Yeah, because you think of all, like, how many guys, like, this year was a lot of goals scored, and only two teams, like, going down to the wire, nobody has scored 300 goals. And it looks like Colorado might get it, and somebody else, well, another team might get it, but
I think the only thing I ever did was I used to get all the defense down and I'd pass the pucks to them, and when they'd miss the net, I'd say, do I ask much?
Just and you guys never ran up the score either to get all those goals.
No,
and you could have. A lot of times, boy, I knew that you were keeping the goals down.
Yeah. We used to play the third and fourth line.
That's right. You could have scored a lot more than 300,
I bet. And the funny thing is, I remember one of the guys, I think it was Peter McNabb. Yeah, come on, Power, let's go.
with the second and third line on.
Yeah.
You know, I do think, though, it goes to show that overall, a team will score more goals if it's more balanced than having, like, Kucherov getting 140 and
absolutely.
McKinnon getting...
Well, it's easy to check.
Yeah, well, we say it all the time with you having 11 goal scorers, 20 or more goal scorers on the team.
And I never will forget, I never, ever will forget this. They had the French Connection line, and it could really score goals.
Right, so that was Buffalo. That was Rene Robert, Rick Martin, and Gilles Perreault.
Yeah, boy, were they good. And every time I put on Schmatz, Bobby Schmatz, John Rattel, and Marcotte, he'd think that was our checking line.
They'd think that's the checking line.
They think that was, the coach used to think it was the checking line. And used to get 60 goals.
And they used to take the other guys off.
Yeah, and he'd take the other guys off. He'd take the French guys off and tabernacle the Caliste. And they, I didn't know what it meant.
I know one reason why you guys checked them so well was, I remember you told a lot of times when you had Greg Shepherd that
mistake I ever made was getting rid of Greg Shepherd.
But Gilles Perreault, he'd get that puck behind the net and he'd wind up. And he was like McKinnon, eh? You couldn't catch him.
You couldn't catch him. Once he'd get going, boy, and he put that arm down. And I used to say to Shepard all the time, I say, the key is to get it before he winds up.
Yeah, as soon as he got the puck, he was on him.
And he get on him, and he just kind of just ease him over to the side.
Do you remember how you embarrassed Mom and I about, I don't know if we said that before, about we told you that we thought Rick Martin was the better looking than Rene Robert, and you told Rene. came over the house, and he said, I cannot believe that you think Rick Martin is better looking than me. We were going, I can't believe, Dad, you told him that. That was pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty funny.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I thought it was funny. Anyhow, hey, Rick Martin... He was better looking than Rene.
Yeah, he was, but they were pretty close.
Pretty close, one, two.
But Rick Martin, he was a movie star. But that's when you used to know what the players used to look like. Yeah. They didn't wear the helmet, and it was the 70s. They had beautiful long hair.
He did wear a helmet near the end.
But during their heyday, none of them wore a helmet. You saw that flowing hair.
That was, don't you remember what happened with that? Was I think it was Gilles Perreault really got hit, and he hit his head like late in their careers.
Yeah,
and Rick Martin I think put a helmet on.
Oh, that's right.
And then you said Gilbert Perreault got hit so hard Rick Martin put a helmet on.
That was funny. I remember that.
So, Cindy, Dad had a lot of funny clips with Buffalo. Oh. Well, we thought they were funny.
Some very witty,
but the Buffalo fans didn't think. But one time, John Winston got to a fight. I don't know who it was with Buffalo. And then I think John might have bit him in the fight. And they took pictures and they showed you. And they says, there, Cherry, what do you think John Winston bit this Buffalo Sabre? And you said, that's what I like, hungry hockey players.
Yeah, I was pretty clever.
Yeah. But remember the sign they had in Buffalo?
Oh, I never forgot that sign. Every year they put up, if you put up the best sign, they give you season seats for the next year. They had Winsink and Cherry, Goon with the Wind.
That was clever.
That was pretty good.
And it was a huge sign too.
Oh, it was it ever. Yeah.
I mean, everyone, they showed it on TV. Everyone got a good laugh on that.
Goon with the hockey players.
One, two. Dad and Cindy, we'd like to thank our sponsors, NorthStarBets.com. It's a Canadian-owned and the best place to play live in Canada. They have everything you're looking for, slots, live dealer tables, sportsbook with built-in sports bet insight and analysis. And listeners who have an account with Spreads.ca, which was their original name, don't have to do anything. Just sign in to NorthStarBets.com. And NorthStarBets.com has an exclusive offer to our listeners. If you sign up or deposit with the promo Cherry, NorthStarBets.com will match your first bet up to $100 and you get 100 bonus spins on the big wheel. It's a limited time offer while quantities last, and it's not available in Ontario, and everybody thinks they know hockey. Playoffs are coming up, so throw a few shekels here and there to see if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to ask me Leafs and Panthers in the first round. Who do you pick? I picked the Leafs.
Really?
After the last couple of games, I don't know. I don't know. The goaltending.
Yeah, he kind of made a rebound a little bit in the second period last night. But I remember that, like, if you were, like, because it looks like the Leafs are probably going to open up on the road. And I remember you telling me that when you were playing Philly, that you didn't mind opening up on the road.
We usually didn't open up on the road. We usually ended up first. We were always first. But I used to like to open up on the road, just grab one, and then it's the season's over. The season doesn't mean a thing.
Right, because I remember you were saying when that one year, I think it was 77, you guys won the first game in overtime. Ricky Middleton scored. And, I remember you in the press were saying, well, now the pressure's on them. They have to win that second game. And they didn't. Terry O'Reilly scored in double overtime.
Yeah. Looks like Leafs and Panthers in the first round. I'll pick the Leafs. And the Jets and the Avalanche in the first round. Who do you pick? I'll pick the I'll pick the Avalanche on that one, too.
Yeah, but Colorado, the Jets hammered them 7-0 last night.
Yeah, well, I'd still take them.
Does that mean anything?
Oh, embarrass them and like that, you better believe it. And they won't forget that.
Yeah, so it doesn't work in Winnipeg's favor.
No. Doesn't work in
I
Winnipeg.
I would think that's not even playing it too smart, even for the coach to do that. Run up the score.
Well, not much you can do. They all want to score.
Well, when you didn't run up the score, you'd play your third and fourth line.
Didn't matter about me. I just did what I wanted to do.